The Ramban addresses one of the most complicated dialogues in Chumash, and that is at the burning bush when Moshe, during the week-long conversation that he has with Hashem, asks Hashem, he says, listen, you're sending me down to Mitzrayim to redeem the Jewish people. I'm going to get there, and they're going to ask me, Ma Shmo. They're going to say, what's the name of this God that has sent you? Ma Umar Alehem. What should I answer them when they ask me what your name is? And Hashem gives Moshe a cryptic answer. He says, you should say to them, Ehyeh asher ekyeh sholcheini, that who has sent you, I am or I shall be that which I shall be, has sent you. The pasuk is then complicated even after that, but let's just leave it at that for now. And Ramban asks the question, what is Moshe after? What's your name? And he says it as follows. He says that the pasuk can't mean what it simply says, because if there was a well-known name of Hashem that the people were waiting to hear, if there was a Masorah, they had a tradition, there was a specific name they were waiting for, so then it's pretty likely that Moshe knew it too. And the fact that Moshe would say, this is his name, well, if that's what they were waiting to hear, so then the fact that Moshe knows it doesn't really tell them anything, because, okay, big deal, everybody knows that name. And if Moshe were to tell them a name that they had never heard before, they wouldn't believe him because of that, because they don't know that name. So what is Moshe asking when he says, what they're going to say to me, what's your name? What should I tell them? Ramban says, what's the dialogue about? And it can't be about just to believe him that he was really sent, because after Hashem tells him the name, what he should tell the people, Moshe then further says, they're still not going to believe me. So the Ramban understands, he has a lengthy description, he brings a number of different approaches, and he understands it, lafi da'ati, according to my understanding, says the Ramban, is as follows. Moshe was asking, so to speak, on behalf of the people. When he says, what's your name? The name represents, as we know, Hashem has many names. The name, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. We have the name Elohim, the name Kel Shaddai. All of these are different names of Hashem, which reflect different ways in which Hashem relates to the world, the different ways in which he interacts with the world. And each one has a different name. And Moshe is asking, I'm going to go down to redeem the Jewish people. I'm sure they're going to ask me. And if they do, I need to know, with which name are you redeeming them? Are you redeeming them with the name of El Shaddai, which is the name that you revealed yourself to the fathers, to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov? That's the name that they knew you by, but that's a name which is not a change of the natural order of the world. That's a name that represents your direction of the world as it is, Ad Shiyomru Aolam Dai. Like I said to the world, like, until this is how I'm going to create you, and then you run the world according to those laws of nature, so to speak, that you put into place. Is that the name that you're coming to redeem them with? Or are you coming with the name of the name of Havaya, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, which is the name of creation, which is the name of changing the natural order, directing as you see fit? Why is he asking this question right now? Says the Ramban, because until now, you've never revealed yourself with that name. I know, Moshe says, as he was a Navi, by the time we get to Kabbalah Satorah, when we get to Har Sinai, then you're going to reveal yourself, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You're going to use that name. What's going to be between that now, which is still a place of Kel Shaddai, with a natural order, by Har Sinai, we know we're going to get there. What is this going to be like? And Moshe's asking for himself, how is this going to go? How are they going to know that you're there directing affairs, even when it doesn't seem possible? How are you going to take us out? Hashem answers him, Ekya asher ekya, I shall be that which I shall be. And the Ramban here quotes, as Rashi does, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving him a fantastic answer to the question of, how do you know if I'll be around, if things will work out when they seem impossible? So as Rashi quotes, I will be with them in this tzara, in this difficulty, and I'll be with them in terms of all other difficulties. Meaning to say, as the Ramban explains this medrash, what does it mean is that I'll be with them as I shall be with them. Just like I'm with them here, I'll be with them in others also. Hashem says, "Ein lehem tzorech l'ra'aya achers." You don't need any other proof that I'll always be with you, because every tzara that you have, yikra'uni ve'e'ene, you'll call out and I will save you. And throughout all of Jewish history, you will see my hand will be guiding you through, surviving, taking you through every difficulty that you have. And he, haraya gdola, sheyesh Elokim b'Yisrael. Our presence, our existence of the Jewish people is proof of the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. Krovim Eleinu b'chol kareinu, was close to us whenever we call to him. And there is a God, Shofet Ba'aretz. And that is the Hashem's answer. The Jewish people want to know, how is this going to work? This is impossible. We're never going to get out. What name are you going to use? What attribute to take us out? Hashem says, don't worry about these questions. You'll just see everything that happens. I'll keep you going. You'll be in existence always. And that will be the answer to the question of, yes, I direct, I recreate, I can do anything. And your existence is going to be the proof to that. There's more to say on this. Maybe tomorrow night we'll talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about some other things as well. On the dialogue between this conversation between Moshe and Hashem.